If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Old School with DP and J. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Labatt.
That's my bad. Because I know that Nebraska has pound for pound the most beer drinkers in the nation. Is it
even more than Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Is it Labatt's or Labatt's? I should know. I was up in Buffalo, but I'm not a beer
drinker. Well, I would have put Buffalo in the conversation.
I know when Nebraska went up to Colorado to play up there, they said they drank them cats out of all their beer at halftime.
Get them. Hey, be the best at it.
Because you had the Nebraska people drinking, the Colorado people, they were high as a kite, eating up all the hot dogs, got the munchies. They said, y'all could add a beer. We hungry.
Why you telling little Colorado like that? Put the people's business out there like that.
Hey, I ain't mad at them. You know, ain't nothing wrong with the hydroglyphics.
No, they was up there.
The hydroglyphics, medicinal, like I like to call them?
Medicinal. That's what.
Yeah, so, I always tell people, I say, man, I got cataracts, man. I got glaucoma. I got glaucoma, man. No,
all you got to do is say you got CRT, you got the concussion.
Yeah, man, I got it all. Yeah, I got glaucoma.
He's over here blinking his eye, right? Like, all of a sudden he can't see.
Hey.
She ain't want you, Jay Foreman.
No way. The herbalistics, like my cousin calls it.
It was never my thing. It was never my thing.
Never was mine either.
And I don't blame anybody for doing it. I really don't. The NBA is more into, like, if you going to be around NBA dudes, you're going to be around.
That's like, I call it the Mr. T starter kit.
Yep.
It used to be guys would always have wife beater t-shirt on, mm-hmm. jeans sagging, mm-hmm. pit bull, yep. and a chain, yep. you know, and like, you know, a little drink. Now these guys are like, nah.
Corporate.
Yeah, we're corporate. We'll be in a suit with some Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Getting high as a kite.
To watch players, like, their morning shoot around, yeah. they'd eat, go crash, take a nap, get up, snack, get to the arena. Like, it was protocol.
That's how they always so skinny.
Like, protocol. Like, it was there.
That's
like,
why you wonder how a cat like Oliver Miller was that much always so big. He must have not partaked in it.
Bruh, it was crazy.
He got too big.
So I coached against him three times in different leagues, and he just kept getting bigger.
Yeah.
And he never lost his jumper. He still could play. He just couldn't run the floor like, but he could still do, like, he still rebounded. Yeah. He could still block shots because he was 6'10 and a half.
Yeah. So and he had those, like, long, gangly, like, no formation arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
like Kendrick Perkins said, he had a wax body.
Yep. No, the dude said he looked like one of those Capri Suns with half the juice sucked out.
Yeah. All dented up. And stuff, right? Yeah. Yeah. That's a good description.
That's cold blooded. We were talking about, you know, through the transfer portal and what that process is for when a new coach comes in.
Right.
So the text line, a couple people are like, well, are there rumors about people leaving Husker football? And you've already stated this and laid it out. Pay attention to who moves. Because they're telling you, like, this ain't for me.
Yeah, I mean, I heard something, and I'm sure our texters, I heard something that, like, the COVID rules go back to the regular rules. So then it kind of messes up your roster numbers. And because, you know, I think you could have over 100 for, like, this year, you know, right, scholarship guys, and then maybe it goes back. So I'm right, sure, you know, there's some conversations to be had. You know, sometimes guys, you know, want to try it somewhere else, want to go closer to home, you know, want to see opportunities or what, you know, whatever, or like, you know, try their, you know, throw their hat in the NFL. At the end of the day, it's such a rapid and a yearly type of thing. You just never know, because first of all, the young kids, and they're highly influenced by people that aren't
there for them,
and they're telling them, you know, filling their heads up with something, and there's that emotional connection, right? So just imagine, like, think about myself and my dad and my uncle, who are like the guys I always kind of bounce football stuff off of, and we, you know, and they're like, man, you need to go, I don't know, whatever school, blah blah blah, or you need to be in the transfer portal. You know, they've been knowing me and raised me since I've been a little boy, so, you know, it's a little bit different. So, you know, my advice is always to, in within reason, is always to never make your first impulsive decision and try to, you know, battle it out. You know, I'm on record. You know, I really considered leaving after I was splitting time with somebody I didn't feel like was as good as me. But my dad hung up the phone and said, you're going to figure it out, because he was like, they got dudes up in Michigan. And then, you know, I was like, you know what, I got to pull up my pants and figure out a way to, one, get better, two, use it as a competitive fuel. And then, you know, I think it made me a better and mentally stronger player in the long run. So, everywhere you go, there's going to be, you know, competition. And, you know, it's a little bit harder, because I always revert back to, the Georgia situation, or even the Alabama situation with Tua and Jalen Hurts.
Anyway, finish your story.
Yeah, I can't read that. Well, anyways, you know, like that, or like the Justin Fields situation when they had Jake Fromm, and he, you know, and he was a freshman, he didn't really play hardly at all. And then, and what I'm saying is that, you know, at quarterback position, there's one guy that usually plays once,
and even gets reps,
and even gets reps, but just. Season. He played. So I understand, you know, and then it, you know, worked out for those two situations, right? Even Georgia had Eason the year before, mm-hmm. and he went to Washington, the University of Washington, mm-hmm. and he ended up going, again, correct me if I'm wrong, like second or third round. They were talking about him going in the first round. So, you know, sometimes that happens, and you see that a lot. You see a lot of guys in the transfer portal that are quarterbacks. I mean, heck, Spencer Rattler is in there, and same with Adrian Martinez, and then so forth and so on. And so,
if you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
I think it's rapid. I think it's, you know, if used the right way, it's a good tool for guys to, you know, find another opportunity in any sport. And, you know, it's really a unique position that, you know, I might recruit Derek Pearson in 2021 and you might choose to go to, like, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And I'm still a coach at whether at my present school, say Nebraska, or say I'm on to Michigan or whatever. You know, we, you know, even though we got second, say we got, you know, came a close second, and, you know, you're from, you know, DMV and you go to Virginia. But then say you got there and say, you know what, I want to broaden my horizons, or, you know, might have got dinged up and say you got an injury, that, you know, a nagging ankle injury or knee, and, you know, you kind of, whether you know, in perception got passed by, or you might not get the opportunity that you want. And then next thing you know, you end up at wherever I'm at, you know, just based on the, you know, relationship. So it's not the Scarlet's letter like it used to be looked at. You know, I think transferring back when I played, and even maybe a little bit after, even up to recently, kind of always looked at like, you know, like, you know, like you committing, you know, scholarship crime or something like that. So, and then I always go back to Alvin Kamara. I mean, he was there in a room with four first round picks, and him, or he was a second round pick. So it would have been, you know, four first to second round picks and two Heisman winners. I think Mark Ingram was there and Derrick Henry, mm-hmm. give or take. And then along with the other guys that are still that came after, you know, and there's two more first round picks. You got Damian Harris at New England, and you got the guy Josh Jacobs at the Raiders. And then you just got the young man that got drafted by the Steelers. And I'm sure that Kamara, you know, mixed in there before that. He ends up going to Tennessee, and you know, rest is history. So, you know, those are the great stories that come out. And then there's some stories that guys go in and they get caught up in the vortex and they just end up not being able to find the right situation for them. So there's no right or wrong answer for it. You know, you always wish them the best, because that's what you need to do as a, you know, coach and authority figure, or anybody has to deal with them. And you never know what they're thinking, what they're feeling, unless you've been there 100% of the time and understand all the dynamics of it. You only can go off, you know, what you find on your phone. Boom, so-and-so's in the transfer portal. And then everybody starts to get in their little rumor mill, and nobody understands where they're coming from.
That's the biggest part for this is there's so many rumors. And I get to the point where, first of all, if I don't hear anything from the program, I don't – like, I can't digest it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're going to get up there and say, oh, well, Derek decided to leave because, you know, he wanted to play receiver and, you know, we had him at DB. You know, I don't think that really – and unless the player says it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the coaches have probably become so numb to it because of the surprise, because the coaches are like, I thought we were good. I mean, I can't speak for coaches, but I'm sure when there's guys that come in there, you know, whether it's bad timing because, say, like spring ball just started, or they go into transfer portal and there's six games left, you know, then, you know, you're surprised because, like, you were playing some and then now you're leaving.
You didn't tell me
until I show up in your office, or I was about to play you.
And you were already packed.
You were already packed, right? So it's always interesting to me if you could go back and, like, get inside of these players' minds that go into the transfer portal, especially quick. Were you really here? Like, were you here in mind, or were you only here in your body? But
that's
was your mind and soul
that's the 10 down, though. That's
there.
The 10
because
down
I think it would be very, very hard for me to be wanting to go. I don't know. I can't speak. Some, you know, I mean, I guess if you make a decision quick or whatever, but it'd be very hard for me to feel like I gave it my all, but then, like, you know, a week later, I'm like, I'm going somewhere else.
But that's so much because of what we're dealing with.
Because I don't think you can come up with that conclusion that quickly, because, like, well, I can't say everybody would handle it, but I would essentially, if I was going to do it, I would come to you as the coach and say, look, coach, here's where I'm at. This is what I'm thinking. What do you think? Then you'd probably be like, why? Then I would say, well, you know, like,
it's not working.
Well, it's not. Here's why I don't think it's working. I think I'm better than so and so. I've graded out better than him. My factor rating is better than him. Yeah, you might want to play him some, but why are we splitting time when I'm better than him? So if you can't, you know, those are conversations that you just can't have you know, like here at, by the time we go to the end of the hour in 15 minutes. Those are like multiple conversations, because as I'm giving you where I'm coming from, you're ideally receiving it, probably going away, processing it, then reprocessing what you said to me.
And then you're going to go talk to your people, and your people going to add to the Kool-Aid. Or
well, yeah, the player, but I'm just talking about you as a coach. You're going to take it and maybe talk to your assistant coach and say, hey, look, this is what Jay's perception of how the season went. Okay, let's look at how many snaps he had. You know what I mean?
And that coach will then go to his people.
And right.
Go to,
and then come back, and then you try to conversate again. I mean, I'm assuming that, you know, that's how I want to do, because ideally, you know, you would want as a coach, right, to know where I'm coming from.
Yep.
And if it just gets to the point where, you know, the numbers don't add up as far as, like, what you're saying and what I'm saying or what, you know, I'm thinking, then, you know, you can – kumbaya, good luck.
Well, to
you know,
say, and we'll throw the break because Nick Trivia is up next. So he's got work to do. But I think that's a big part of it, is that fans' perspective and perception of players and their accomplishments versus coaches.
Look at Hedy Murphy.
He's looking like the brain from the back.
Yep.
Like, yeah. We'll throw the break.
Hey, he gave us the old Brian Kelly. Did you see that picture with Brian Kelly?
Oh, we got to talk about that. Yeah. We got to talk about that at 5:30. Right. Brian Kelly comes up. But Nick Trivia is next. Call 402-464-5685. Nick will have a trivia. Nick, what do you think? What do you think? What direction are you going?
It's Husker men's basketball.
Okay, so we'll do that. Nick Trivia up next on 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstars startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.